Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean heart, so that I may worship you.
our situation right there, right where you are. Father God, we just want to say thank you for change on today, oh God. Lord, we ask that you touch every heart and mind. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, Father God, so that we can be changed by you, oh God. Oh, we need the touch of you, oh God, to change, oh God. My Lord, we cut out of our shot. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. Open up your mouth and give God our praise, glory, and honor, and shout hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. Lord, we just want to say thank you, oh God. We thank you for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made on us, and we shall rejoice and be glad. Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace on today, oh God. You didn't have to do it, but you did. We thank you for keeping us, oh God. We thank you for saving us, oh God. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Lord, we thank you that you called us in the Holy Ghost, that we know who we are and whose we are. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we ask that you move on this life today. Bring in healing, bring in deliverance, oh God. Bring the captive free today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God. Lord, we say thank you, Lord, and yes, still we thank you, oh God. Lord, we come surrender it all over to you today. We're holding nothing, oh God. We come down to our hearts today, oh God. To let our strength, our spirit, let them be strengthened right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask that you let the glory of the Lord arise upon each of us today. According to Isaiah 60 and 2, we ask you, Lord, to rise right now over each of us. Hallelujah. And let your glory be seen on each of us right now. Everyone, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Lord, I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. There is healing in the house. Hallelujah. There is deliverance in the house. You should come to be delivered in some place today. You should come for your healing. All right, God, you should, hallelujah, believe and receive in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, I pray right now that you would increase our faith so that we can receive all that you have for us to receive. Lord, let there be a breakthrough in the heart of us today and pour out from your children, oh God. Lord, heal the land right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, lift up your head, y'all. Lift up your head and see where your help comes from. Your help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. Look up to the hills today. Hallelujah. Don't look down. Don't look in your woman. Don't look at your phone company. Look up, look up, look up. Your hope is coming. Your hope coming from the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Lord, my God, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Save me, oh God. Make me more like you, Father. My Lord, I don't want to be the same, oh Lord. I'm trying to be a shelter. I'm trying to be a deep down, oh God. Lord, I'm trying to make the same mistake. My Lord, my God, change me. Hallelujah. Change me. Are you ready for change today? A lot of times we talk about it. What are you going to really be about it? Amen. Welcome to the shout me off. I'm your host, one of the seats at Del Medic. I thank God for you. I'm on fire from yesterday, from Sunday service. I was on fire from 5 a.m. this morning on the prayer call, 6 a.m. on the prayer call, 7:30 a.m. on the prayer call. I'm still on fire. Can you put the fire out? Don't even believe you can fight fire with fire. But if you fight fire with fire, you get more fire. You get worse. But if you fight fire with water, hallelujah, you can put it out. But this fire over here is still burning ever more increasingly right now. Hallelujah. God bless you. Evangelist, give me one. Open up your mouth and shout. Give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God, I just thank you for being my King of Kings, my Lord of Lords, and for being my
yes,
peace,
Lord,
my protector, and my provider. I love you,
yes,
God,
Lord,
and that is my shout to you today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
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 God. Hallelujah.
Don't you know God will be your peace,
yes,
in the trouble time? Hallelujah. Don't you know it'll be God?
Yes.
It'll be Jehovah Shalom. Hallelujah. Then no matter what's going on, that you can receive the peace. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Well, everything is falling down around you, that you have a God that can give you
yes,
peace. And the Bible says the peace of the world. The peace I give, hallelujah. The world ain't taking away.
Yes.
That's my personal understanding. Even though it's deep down, everything around you is falling out, and you still can smile. Show the false smile in your face and thank God. And they looking at you like you crazy because they didn't give you the peace. God gave you the peace. And the peace that God gives, ain't nobody taking away. My Lord, my God, when money leaves, you still got peace. When people leave, you still got peace. When your child quits, you still got peace. We give you peace today. Hallelujah. It's your inheritance. Hallelujah. Jesus, God, Father, hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth and shout, go. We can give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah. I thank the Lord for waking me this morning and starting me on my
yes,
way to
Lord,
see a brand new day. I thank the Lord for the condition of the weather. You all be talking about it's cold down there. You should be up here with me. It's 20 degrees today. And I thank the
Jesus,
Lord, and I thank the Lord for you. And I thank the Lord for everybody on this prayer line. let's keep on, keep it going in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. She said, let's keep on keeping it going in Jesus' name.
Right.
You know that you can keep on keeping it going. Not in Jesus' name, not in my name, anybody else's name, but keep on going in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God, keep on keeping it going. My God, Sister Connie, open up your mouth and shout, give God our praise and glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Connie. All right, Sister Connie, are you on mute? Jesus. All right then, Sister Connie. All right, Cousin Brenda, again, open up your mouth and shout and give God all praise, glory, and honor. Glory and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, for he is good.
Yes.
I think about God's goodness, how he's kept me, protected me, ordered my, saved me, loved me, my family, my mom, my husband, my children. I can't help but shout, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, what
yes,
a wonderful
Lord.
Change that has come over me. Free.
Jesus.
Free.
Thank you, Lord.
God be
free.
The glory. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Say, what a change has come over me. Hallelujah. Don't you know what change comes? When you get Jesus, you get changed. You can't get Jesus and go get changed. Hallelujah. When you get Jesus, things change. Your perspective changes. When you get Jesus, hallelujah, your walk change, your talk change. You ain't still cussing out people. You ain't still fighting at the top of the mountain. When you get Jesus, you get changed. Hallelujah. How many ready for taking that? A change came over me. Hallelujah. When you know you've been changed, hallelujah, hallelujah, you'll say to yourself or somebody else, Lord, Lord, I know I've been changed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Open up your mouth, brother, dealing with all this strong glory. Hallelujah. Give God our praise, mama.
Glory, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you for my family. I thank you everything is fine. No phone calls in the morning saying something happened. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us.
Jesus.
I just, for
yes,
the finance, Lord. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. That's all I want to tell you. Just thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Keep on blessing. Keep on blessing. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless your mother. We love you. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Just keep on thanking him. You all. I don't care what it look like. Just thank God. I don't care what it feel like. Just keep thanking him. I don't care what they say. Just keep thanking him. I don't care what they do. Just keep thanking him. Just thank God because he kept you. Thank God that he saved you. Thank God that his hands are protecting you. No matter what the enemy is trying to do, when God has you, the rock of failures on you, if God be for you, who can be against you? Hallelujah. So just thank him right now in your situation. Thank him right now. Hallelujah. While you're by yourself. Thank him right now when you got money in your pocket. Thank him when you don't have the money in your pocket. Thank him when you're good and healthy. Thank him when you feel like you're going out. Thank him when you're coming up again. Hallelujah. Glory to God because he's running. How many know that God is standing today? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, he had a plan for us way before the earth was formed. Hallelujah. That he sent his only begotten Son and God to you, for me, and all of us here. In the name of Jesus Christ, the believer and the unbeliever. Hallelujah. Open up your mouth, Sister George Adams, and give God our praise, glory, and honor. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I just thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for
yes,
giving
Lord.
Me the rest of my life. I thank God for covering me, giving me grace and mercy. I just thank God for not letting me go astray and keeping me focused and keeping me determined. I just thank God for everything he has done in my life. And I just thank God for my family. I thank God for my friends. Thank God for who he brought into my life in Jesus.
Amen. Glory to God. Yes, it's nothing like a prayer on Thanksgiving. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah. I have so much I want to share with you all on today. And just having an understanding. See, the Bible tells us about people perish with a lack of knowledge. And when you know how to war against the enemy, and when you know what's up against you, you know how to go against that thing. And be not just go against it, but that you are victorious in that thing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So today, you all, I want you to understand
and hunger, that you are made for this. You are made, our hearts were made to hunger, which is one reason temptation can pull us so easily along, you all. We come with a factory setting up dissatisfaction, which is different than discontentment, but I digress. That drives us beyond the status quo. We don't want life to always be as it always been. We want to grow, learn, add, change, and conquer. And while it is true that this trial can take us down paths of selfishness, arrogance, and sin, it doesn't have to go that way. We can and should hunger and thirst for righteousness. According to the Bible, Matthew 5:6, all the dissatisfaction can be sanctified, you all, and it can lead us down paths of holiness and seeking God. As Christian men and women, we were made to want to know and experience more of God, to seek Him. We find the idea of seeking God referenced more than 50 times in the Bible. See, sometimes it came as a call to an individual, while other times it came to a group or even a nation. See, sometimes it was a call to repent from evil and destructive behavior, while at other times it was a promise of increased blessing to those already walking with God. See, all of which underscores the truth that God's children need to be seeking Him. Always hear us. Just a few of you, I'm going to give you all just a few examples in the Bible in 1 Chronicles 28:9. It says, and now, and then you, Solomon, my son, know the God of your father and serve Him with a whole heart and with a willing mind. For the Lord searches our hearts and understands every plan and thought. If you seek Him, He will be found by you. But if you forsake Him, He will cast you out forever. Amen. The Bible says in Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all His righteousness. Isaiah 55:6 says, seek the Lord well. He may be found. Call upon you while He is near. Amen. So we should be seeking God always. Hallelujah. Each and every day of our life, we should be seeking Him more and more. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29:13, you will seek me and find me, and when you seek me with all your heart. So we should be seeking God wholeheartedly, everybody, in the name of Jesus Christ. Seek God first. Seek God first. I want you to understand this, you all, because obedience has its challenges. It's the less traveled path. See, disobedience, on the other hand, is the more well-worn way, you all. In fact, it is the characterized by the gridlock, you all. Why? Because it's the easy way out. It's the road where temptation is, where you're tempted to take with these or get sticky or uncomfortable. It's the path of least resistance, and sadly, it's the path that makes men or women or of little or no positive impact. So as you run the way to Christ, you face hurdles that trip you up, knock you down, or pressure you to conform with God's standards. That's why Paul urges you to press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ. According to Philippians 3:14, that if you keep your eyes on the prize at the finish line, you have what it takes to overcome life challenges. God, instead of sneaking around the hurdles of life on the path of least resistance, I want to sail. Still, God, this. I want to sail over those challenges on the high road of obedience. Please help me, oh Father God, to do this in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, be my strength, oh God, and help me. I only say endure to the end, for the Bible says that he who endured in the end shall be saved. Oh Lord, help us to endure to the end today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to understand you're rich in grace. You're rich in grace, and we thank God every day for new grace. Understand, not the same grace on yesterday that got you through, but we're talking about new grace today, new mercy today. The Bible says in Ephesians 1:7, in whom we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace. Amen. The world tells us that we should be rich in material wealth. Father, but true riches are found in your limited grace. Hallelujah. Your limitless grace, oh God. Thank you for the riches of your grace, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, that your grace is large enough to cover all our past sin and our current sin and our future sin. That's the kind of rich inheritance I truly deserve. And we thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, everybody. We just thank God for what He's doing right now on the line today, because we come believers to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask right now that you help those with their unbelief, oh God. Lord, and increase our faith right now to receive. Hallelujah. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to wait till later on today to receive. You ain't got to wait for tomorrow next year, but you can receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ. But you're going to have to come on up and come get it. Hallelujah. Come on up and come get it right now. Don't stay where you are. Don't stay seated. Don't stay in your car. Don't stay in your house. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Don't stay in a place of hurt and pain and discomfort and sadness and sorrow. Come on up and get it. You got to come out of that place of darkness and come into the light and receive your healing. Receive your deliverance. Be set free. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Jesus, your Lord, help us today. Hallelujah. You need to declare and declare over your life today, everybody. Never again will Pharaoh, which is Satan controlled me, to cut heart and deliver from his power. Never again will I allow the devil to do what he desires in my life. But I resist the devil, and he flees from me right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will I listen to or believe the lies of the devil, for he is a liar and the father of the lies. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will I be vexed by unclean spirits. You must flee right now. I command every spirit outside of the Holy Spirit operating in each of us to come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Never again will we be harassed by the enemy. Never again will we be bound, for Christ has made us free, and we are free indeed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again will we allow the demons of double-mindedness to confuse us and make us insensitive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In this place, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah to your name, God. Never again will we allow curses to hinder our life. We break every curse right now, for we have been redeemed from the curse of the law. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we open the door for demons to come into our life through unforgiveness today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, God, we decree we are set free right now. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter our life through habits of sin. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, never again will we open the door for demons to enter our life through occult environment. Never again will we open the door for demons to enter through rebellion and disobedience. Never again will we allow the demons to control our mind and affect our thinking. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ. We tear all the tentacles of our mind control right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Never again will the serpent and scorpion spirits affect our life, for we have power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Never again, hallelujah, will the enemy be our master. Jesus is our Lord and the head of our life. Never again will we tolerate the works of the devil in our life. For Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree the path. Never again will we compromise our standards and holiness. The word of God is our standard, not the standards of the world. Never again will we allow the enemy to control any part of our life. Let our life is under the control of the Spirit and the word of God. Never again will we allow the enemy to control our destiny. But God is the revealer and finisher of our destiny. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Never again will allow the enemy to abort any plan that God has for our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak life over everyone on the line today. I speak death and victory over you and your family, over your situation right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, never again will we allow people to drop us away from the love of God. But we commit ourselves to walking in love, for God is love. Never again will we shut up our bowels of compassion. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will we behave unseemly, for love does not behave unseemly. Never again will we be easily provoked, for love is not easily provoked. Never again will we seek our own way, for love does not seek its own way. Never again will we think evil, for love does not think evil. Never again will we lose hope, for love hopes all things. Never again will we give up, for love endures all things. Never again will we allow the truth to accuse us, for we are washed and cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Never again we will allow sorrow and sadness to control our soul, for the Lord has taken away our sorrow and pain. In the name of Jesus Christ, never again will the heaven be shut up over my life, but the Lord has opened the windows of heaven and poured out blessings upon us, that we won't have room enough to receive us. Never again, hallelujah, receive in the name of Jesus Christ and walk in it. Hallelujah, we receive it right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Never again, hallelujah, never again that we will forget that we are yours, that we are children of Yahshua God. Yahweh God, he cut out of the Lord, my Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for your mercy and grace, new mercy and grace right now, Father God. We can't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. You all, we want to talk about salvation. The message today is salvation. Salvation. Salvation, everybody. Salvation. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6 and 2, God says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I help you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Hebrews 5 and 9 says, once made perfect, Christ became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. see Jesus' death on the cross, y'all, was God's plan to bring you into heaven once your time on earth is through. But God had much more in mind than you might imagine. Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection offered you are offered freedom from any bondage you may face or that you face today. God doesn't want you to miss a single blessing. I need you to understand that. Don't think that that's the deceitfulness of the enemy. That's the lies of the enemy. See, let him save you from worry, addiction, debt, sickness, and emotional pain. Every promise in the book belongs to you. Don't wait to receive this great salvation. You are truly the perfect man and woman. Hallelujah. Others may bring up your past or point out your mistakes, but God has made you perfect through Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Your old life is passed away and all things are new. Walk in your newness on today. You have a fresh start, a clean slate. God doesn't remember the old you. Every sin has been forgotten in his mind. Forget it in yours today. Forget those sins in the past of yours today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and walk in your newness. Don't allow it to haunt you anymore. Say never again. Look the devil in the face and say, no more devil. Not today, devil. It is over. Your contract has expired. Your time is up. You got to come out of here. Get out of me. Get out of my life. Get out of my family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You got to speak with the authority and the power that God has given you. Hallelujah. No, it's the Holy Spirit of God that dwelleth in you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's a new day with new dreams, you all. You have been given a whole new life. Start living it today. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, don't stay there. Don't stay there. See, the enemy wants to keep you there, but God wants to bring you out. But you got to believe there's a way out. You got to believe that that gate that's in front of you is not locked. It's just a gate. It's just a plot plan and agenda to make you think that you're entrapped. See, the gate that you're in is not even locked. I need you to test the door today. I need you to walk up to that door. See, though the door is closed, it's open. Hallelujah. Though the door is closed, it's open. You ever went to the store, the door is closed, but yet still the store is open. But if you don't get out and go to the door, you won't know if the door is open to you. If you ever went to the grocery store, and I want you to picture this in your mind, the door of the grocery store is closed. You're the first one there, so it looks like it's closed. But if you just get out the car and believe, I believe they open, and walk up to the door, that door will open up to you. That's the same door today. So it looks closed from the outside. But if you believe enough today in God, then get out of your car, get out of your situation in your life, get out of your head, and get the woman and get to the door, hallelujah, that is open for you. Get to the door that look is closed. And when you get to it, watch it open up for you. Watch it open up and bring out blessings that you don't have rolling up her seat. Watch you get to it and it heal you. Watch you get to it and it deliver you. Watch you get to it and it sanctify you. Watch you get to it and it redeems you. In the name of Jesus Christ. But you gotta believe it for yourself today. I can't believe it for you. Mama can't believe it for you. The pastor can't believe it for you. Your wife or your husband can't believe it for you. You gotta believe it for yourself and move. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Won't he do it? Didn't he do it? My Lord, when it should have been you, when it could have been you. Hallelujah. But God saved you. I want you to look back over your life today and see where God has brought you from. He didn't bring you this far to leave you there. Hallelujah. Don't listen to the devil and his agents coming to tell you anything different. I'm here to encourage you today. I'm here to be a witness of the one true God. Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, but that he can do it for you, just like he did it for me and my friends, my sister, my mother, my brother and sister today. And all, we just want to say thank you all. Remember, we're here at 12 o'clock Monday through Thursday on the shop. Wednesday, the shop will still run. It's my birthday. It'll be a pre-recorded, but new shop, but I just won't be live, but it's going to be pre-recorded, something you haven't heard before. You just won't be able to come in and shout with me, but you can still shout on your line. Amen. Wednesday, we'll be celebrating my birthday. I'm just so grateful to be here, that God allowed me to be here and to be around good people. I thank God for everyone that he's put in my life, family members, and new friends and new church members of the Gospel Public Ministry. Me and my husband, we just thank you all. We love you. At this time, remember, you all, be blessed. Hallelujah. At this time, I release the pastor's blessing on everyone that's on the line. Open up your spirit to receive the blessings on today and walk in it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I bless you to prosper. I bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. I bless you to be an encouragement for others. I bless you to be able to bless others. I bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. I bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. I bless you to grow in your spirit to draw closer to God. I bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. I bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. I bless you because I love you. I bless you to enjoy peace. You all, it's in Jesus' name that we are saved and that we come together at this time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. It's a shout in our pastor, Keisha Kilmany.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back, so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold Street, gold mansion. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you're asking, he'll give you that. How can you imagine living without all his grace? Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Get that.